The Maggie Pills are a fierce, nam Melbourne-based six-piece who embody the spirit of the 90s alternative movement. Their breed of punk is urgent, intense and loud. Led by Argentinian frontwoman Delphi Sorondo and Venezuelan drummer Mario Perez, the band is set to play at Loud Woman Fest on the 7th of December at Crowbar, and joining me for a chat is lead singer Delphi Sorondo. How are you? How are you?
I'm good, Mon. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good too.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for coming on. So I saw you perform at the Duke recently, and that was like the first time I had seen you guys live. I just had listened to your music before, and it was awesome. It was so cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was a very fun gig, but it was a bit of a hectic one for us because we had just done our album launch in Nam the night before.
Yeah.
And we flew in that morning with very little sleep. And then we flew back. Like, we were in Sydney for like 16 hours or something.
No.
Like that.
Rock and roll, man. That's.
But it was a really fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. This time, do you reckon you'll be able to have a little bit more time to explore Sydney or?
Yeah. A little bit more. Maybe that day and the day after.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because we're going to drive. Like, that time we were doing very quick flights, and this time we're going to go from Canberra. We're playing Canberra on the 6th.
Oh, sick.
So then we drive to Sydney on the 7th for Loud Women, and then, yeah, we're going to have Monday off.
Nice.
Hopefully enjoy some of the nice weather over
there. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's been so warm recently.
jealous.
Oh, sorry.
It's been raining. Stop.
No, well, you'll be here soon.
Yeah.
So for the listeners at home, what is Loud Woman Fest and how did you decide that you wanted to be part of the festival?
Ooh, okay. Well, I didn't really prepare reading up before, and this is the first time we're going to play Loud Women, but yeah. I'm going to say what it is for me.
Yeah.
So it's a festival that originates in the UK. And it's pretty much started pretty underground. I think it still is.
Yeah.
And it sponsors and like promotes bands led by women, non-binary and trans. Oh, sorry. I have a little bird telling me things here. and of course, you know, minorities in general, just people of color, etc., which is a movement that in all those arenas we really resonate with, and it's definitely what we support.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a band, like the whole six piece, we're very much aligned in this philosophy.
Yeah.
And, you know, to give a space to all those bands that like, I guess, to play at a festival context, which is not always easy for small bands to reach, and, you know, like independent bands that are not with major labels, that don't have maybe the most amazing booking and management and all that, just DIY bands like ourselves. So yeah, it's very exciting to see that they're bringing it to Australia. I think it's really cool. Also gives us an outlook of having ties with people in the scene in the UK as well, which
totally.
Is very exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, just to share with other bands that just have the more or less the same beliefs and the same sort of shape that our band has, it's just really exciting. So we're very, very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, very excited to see you guys play again as well. That'll be awesome. Let's talk about your band in general. So with members of the band being from like Argentina, Venezuela, Mexico and Australia, like how did you form the band?
Well, we had actually a Mexican guitarist in our first year. She left the band. She had to go back to Mexico shortly after that. Now we are Mario, who's from Venezuela, myself from Argentina, and we have four Australians.
Oh, cool.
None of them are originally from Melbourne.
Oh.
We have one from Wollongong, one from Sydney, one from Gold Coast, actually two from Sydney originally. So
Ayo.
yeah, we're just taking up our space here, and it's really
Absolutely.
good because we love Melbourne and it's a very welcoming scene.
Yeah.
But how we formed it is basically me and Mario met back in Argentina in 2018, and I was already planning to come to Australia, not necessarily to make music. I was just going to come on a trip to see how it was to living in a different country. And well, we started going out and we formed a band together back in Argentina, and it worked really well. And then he thankfully decided to join me, and but he was the one that put the project, like the objective in mind. It's like, if we're going, let's just go and make the band of our dreams. And as soon as we got here, like a month after, we were already jamming with the first few band members that we had.
Yeah.
And I think about 3 months after, we recorded our first EP. So
Oh,
yeah, and since
no
then we've
rest,
had
hey.
everything. This, but we started as a four piece, then became a five piece, and then now a six piece in the last few years.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. It's really cool to see like a band that kind of like has got multiple outlooks on life as well. So like what Say like what influences from your upbringing did you find, do you find yourself leaning into or drawing on when you're like writing the music?
I think that from both myself and Mario, who do a lot of the, idea and ideas for songwriting and topics and themes for the records and everything, the Latin American struggles in terms of, and it really resonates with what happens in Australia as well in terms of black fellas and minorities, and the Aboriginals. And I think that there's a lot of that is touched on our lyrics and our themes. A lot of we draw a lot of inspirations from like the Aboriginal communities that have had uprisings against, oppressive governments and forming their own organizations and support networks. At the same time, I think with in Argentina, there's a lot of sexism, there's a lot of femicides, there's a lot of violence against women, and that is definitely something that I bring with me, and it is like imbued into the topics that we sing about. But then aside from that, just like the making like creating your own space, like making your own space in places where it's not maybe thought of or welcomed at the start, just keep pushing and doing your thing and taking it wherever you want it to be. Instead, like in spite of everything that is put on your way, I think that applies for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Latin Americans and Australians and everyone, and I think musicians and artists in general as well, is something that we really think and talk about. And something else is just like the state of the world, right? Like
Yeah.
the banality of politics and how things are seen and philosophies are formed, and it's just how to deal through all the bullshit and still be, authentic and not, which is hard because, yeah, at a level, of course, we all conform to the way things are in the world, right?
Yeah.
But
Sometimes
not
it's just hard
entirely.
to not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it has a lot of importance for us to at least be talking about those things and creating art about those things that is going to be there, for posterity, however big or small we get to be. That's what we are about, and it's
Yeah.
just really important for us to, yeah, just record it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of like leads into my next question as well. Like with your DIY ethos being so solid, How do you like juggle band life and personal life as well? Because I feel like DIY, there's a lot going on.
Well, with a lot of burnout, if I'm honest.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, because we are a six piece, it is a big group of people to, you know, to make work. And we care for each other, we love each other, and we understand each other, which is the secret, I think, for this to be successful and not be a pain. You know, it's like we really make it work, which impresses even ourselves. But we all have full-time jobs. One of the guys has a kid, some others care for their parents, you know. It's like and then the struggles that we all have as people, right? Juggling economy, work, stress, relationships, mental health, etc. So there is a good degree of, like, I'm not gonna lie, right? We do get burned out, but we enjoy it so much. And we love what we do so much. And we really all believe in the project. So we give it all we got. You know, sometimes that is a very sad rehearsal with everyone feeling like shit. And sometimes it's, okay, we're here, we love this. I had a terrible day, but this is what I enjoy.
Absolutely.
And honestly, we all just then become re-energized from doing what we do. Like last night, we played a gig Wednesday night, you know, and it was like, okay, let's just maybe not rehearse this week and let's go play this gig. And you know, everyone did it and everyone was happy to have like a situation like that to cut through the week in all of our jobs and all of our responsibilities and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. It must be like, I mean, hard in one aspect, but then a bit of an outlet in the other aspect.
100%. I think we all use it as a very big outlet in terms of, because it's also very intense music, right? And we have very intense live shows.
Yeah.
So I think we all just let it all go out there and we have fun together. So there's nothing bad with it, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the key to doing it. We all love it and we all get along really well.
Yeah.
But other than that, sometimes we're just all really busy and you need to skip practices or not play all the gigs that you would want to play or things like that.
Yeah.
But with a lot of love and a lot of willingness from everyone, that's how we juggle it, because we're all really busy people.
You released a sophomore album earlier this year, Hearts Enduring Lingering Loss, with the single Goths of Disgrace, which I love so much. What was your favorite song from that album and why?
I think my favorite is New Day.
Oh yeah, cool.
I have a lot of favorites, honestly. I really love what we did with this album. I love Bella Bell. Like I think it was the first single that I did.
Yeah,
I really
that
like
one was really cool.
It gives me like a very interesting place for my singing, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
But New Day, in terms of what it means for me, because it's a song that I wrote the last time I was back in Argentina and I went to see a music festival.
Yeah.
And I always talk about this because it was so inspiring, of emerging bands. And they were all, so I had been out of the country for at least 5 years. So, of course, the scene completely changes and the bands that are the thing are totally different. So I went and saw a few bands that I wasn't familiar with and they were very young and they were like bringing back a lot of post-punky 80s gothy vibes, you know, that I was really surprised to see because it's not what I expected from the scene in Buenos Aires. So I was very inspired to see how there was a new thing, because and it also made sense because the whole country was going through a new government, a new a new moment, right? That I was
right.
also not so familiar with while being away. So I really loved it. I was very inspired artistically from by what I saw there. And at the same time, just the crowd and feeling like that connection that forms when people are there, you know, watching art happen, and young people and older people.
Absolutely.
And but everyone was like very open, very alternative, you know, and you could see that it was a caring environment. And politically, there was a lot of terrible stuff happening, but it was like, okay, this is amazing. This was like a safe haven for, you know, all of the misfits. And I just love to be there. I love to be there to see it. And the name of the festival is Nuevo Día, which means new day.
Yeah,
so,
Very
I
fitting.
Wrote it, and it's kind of like my ode to the Argentinian music scene. So I really, really like that.
That's so special. Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming and chatting with me and everything. And it's gonna be awesome to see you perform at live Loud Woman Fest.
Live Loud Women.
Live Loud Women. Powerful women. Yeah, it's gonna be really awesome to see you guys perform there and see as well all of the other amazing bands. I know that that Second Idol are also playing, a local band too. So yeah, it's going to be really awesome, and it'll be my second Loud Woman Fest actually, because I did go to the one in Melbourne and that was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we're very excited because like the week after we're playing Melbourne as well.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That one's already sold out. So Sydney, get onto it.
Right. You heard it right here from Delphi, from the Maggie Pills. Get onto it. Get your tickets to Loud Woman Fest on the 7th of December at Crowbar in Sydney. Thank you so much, Delphi.
Thank you. Have a good one and see you soon.